Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio, Burnaby. Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. Today's show is a repeat of a show from 2019. The topic is AFN, American Forces Network, the military radio station of the United States. So many in Germany, like myself, grew up with local AFN stations all over the country, like in Frankfurt, Kaiserslautern, Stuttgart, or in my case, Nuremberg, my hometown. And the reason why I want to replay this show is that George Smith, who I visited at the AFN Broadcast Center in Riverside, California, was several times stationed in Nuremberg and worked there as an AFN DJ. And George recently wrote a fantastic book about his time with American Forces Network called Soldier of the Airwaves, Defending Democracy One Song at a Time. Today it's all about AFN, American Forces Network, the radio station that was aimed for the US military stationed in Germany. But AFN had a huge so-called shadow audience, Germans. AFN had stations in Berlin and Frankfurt, in Bremen and Munich, in Stuttgart and K-Town, that's Kaiserslautern, and of course in my hometown Nuremberg.
It's 4:31, this is Specialist Michael Kimmerle on the Tower Powers Drive Time, and we've got a power surge. It's going to bring you Gary Nunn's nonsense about stickers, expecting a call from Free to the Famous Bert Farmer, and this song for the 45th Ordnance in Nuremberg, Fog Hats.
With the Allied forces after World War II came the radio programs in the occupied territories. Next to AFN, the British Army broadcaster BFBS, and also the Canadians, CAE.
This is Canadian Forces Radio, CAE in Berle, Germany. Stay tuned for Pops on Parade.
But I will focus today on AFN, because I also grew up in Nuremberg with their music and their sound. Like me, many Germans owe their American musical education to the AFN stations across the country. AFN brought jazz, blues, country, soul and rock and roll to Germany. Their broadcasts were different to German public radio, especially in the 60s and 70s. Erock is a well-known musician in Germany. He was the drummer of the legendary band Grobschnitt. He grew up in the Hagen area, that's in the western part of Germany. And he listened in to BFBS, CAE and AFN.
Ja, die Bedeutung, die einem jungen Menschen, der gerade mal das Radio entdeckt, in der Form näher kommt, dass sie gute Musik gemacht haben. Ich hatte Röhrenradios als Kind. Mein erstes hatte ich geschenkt bekommen und habe so lange gedreht, bis mir die Musik gefiel.
You can't overestimate the importance of these programs, he says. As a child, he had a tube radio and was searching for good music and came across AFN Frankfurt on the AM dial, which had a very strong signal. There was always something going on, but you had to work hard to listen in, he remembers, like installing extra antennas, earthing them on the heater, climbing around to find the best spot, so he could listen to his favorite music of the time.
Heizungsrohre als Erde anschließen, damit das einigermaßen reinkam. Aber das hatte ich dann alles mir selber beigebracht und konnte dann auch den ganzen Tag eben meine Lieblingsmusik hören.
In the city, cool down, even in the city, drink.
jeden Fall. Die haben uns geprägt. Nach dem Krieg wurde ja Deutschland in die sogenannten Zonen aufgeteilt. Und die Soldatensender wurden auch in Zonen aufgeteilt. Im Norden war eben mehr der BFBS, die Engländer. Im Süden waren die Amerikaner.
Herok remembers that AFN and the other allied army stations were important to young kids growing up. In his area you could listen to BFBS on the FM dial, shows like the Top 20 from England or Brian Matthew with Swinging London. He says that later on, when he became a musician himself and traveled around Germany, one was able to hear if a band came from the northern or the southern part of the country. Because in southern Germany AFN was broadcast and many bands had this more funky and soul sound in their music. In northern Germany, there were more bands who did more musical crafting in the direction of Yes or Genesis. Herok thinks that the youth culture, especially the musical youth culture, was highly influenced by those army stations.
Also, ich würde sagen, die Jugendkultur und die musikalische Jugendkultur ist durch diese Soldatenländer entscheidend geprägt, wenn nicht sogar erstmal gemacht worden.
aching all over.
American Forces Network was not just a radio station playing great music, or at least music you wouldn't hear on German radio. Many listeners, like Erok, bettered their English while listening to the broadcast, recording the shows, finding new music, talking with friends about what they have heard. But not just that. I think the most important fact about AFN was that through these programs a very positive idea about America was presented and spread around the country. They also established German-American friendship weeks, says Erok. They tried to reach out to the German population as well. He would say that intentionally or unintentionally, AFN became cultural ambassadors. One doesn't necessarily have to completely like the American culture, but you have to see where Germans came from back then. Radio Moscow was on the AM dial. The worst was, remembers Erok, that Radio Moscow tried to jam AFN signal in the afternoon. They were broadcasting from Leningrad with 150 kilowatt on the 873 AFN Frankfurt band.
From its Frankfurt studios, the American Forces Network presents...
AFN Frankfurt responded in the evening, turning the antenna slightly north, so the disturbance, a whistling sound, was somehow cut out. That was at the heydays of the Cold War, and it showed that the Russians didn't like this easygoing, happy music. They played their Don Cossacks, but Erok thinks the Americans found a better way to reach Germans.
Ich denke, die Amerikaner haben da den besseren Weg nach Deutschland gebracht, die Russen nicht.
Du allein von allen Freunden verlassen, dann geh in die Stadt. Downtown, da wo das Leben überall in den Straßen so viel Lichter hat. Downtown, vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deine Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh. Da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar. Come on, downtown, so viel Gesichter, ho, downtown, so viele Lichter, ho, downtown, sie alle laden dich ein, downtown. Bist du allein? Weil keine Blicke dich grüßen, dann geh in die Stadt. Downtown, bist du allein, weil keine Lippen dich küssen, dann geh in die Stadt. Downtown, vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deiner Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh, da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar.
Downtown.
allen Namen und irgendwo wirst du vielleicht mich dort sehen, wenn wir uns beide begegnen.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, cause I don't have a losing heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, cause I don't have a no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should, cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. Rusiden, Rusiden, Städtelein Haus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Muss ich denn zum Städtelein Haus, Städtelein Haus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from Frankfurt, Germany, and our very special guest is Sergeant Elvis Presley. Elvis, it's nice to see you.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. It's nice to be here.
Elvis, what are your plans now that you are about to leave the Army?
Well, first thing I plan to do, naturally, is to go home. And then after that, I have a television show with Frank Sinatra sometime in the latter part of April. And then I start work on the picture, G.I. Blues. And after that, heaven knows I don't.
Elvis Presley, do you feel that the Army did anything for you?
Yes, I certainly do. In a lot of ways, it's been a good experience. I've made a lot of friends I never would have made otherwise.
Well, good afternoon, Youth, and welcome to a holiday open house with specialist Tim Guyman. From AFN Nuremberg, right now going trippingly through the magical year of 1973.
American Forces Radio.
I've been working with AFN in one way or another for about 40 years. So one of the highlights of my life was working in Nuremberg, Germany. And I worked there twice. Once I was a DJ from 1979 to 1981, and I went by the name of Gorgeous George. So I was the morning DJ there, and people would never remember a name like George Smith, too ordinary. So I used the name Gorgeous George, and people remembered that. And I'd always make fun of myself by saying, it's a name that people gave me because I really looked like a bald albino dwarf at the time Yoda was out from Star Wars. So I was saying I looked like Yoda. But that's the name they gave me, and people would remember it.
Researching for this show, I contacted AFN, and I got a mail back from George Smith, who told me that he used to be an AFN DJ based in Nuremberg, my hometown. So it didn't take me long to think about visiting him at the headquarters in Riverside, south of LA. From there, AFN Today is sending out their signals to the armed forces around the world.
AFN's mission is we provide entertainment and information to the American military wherever they are in the world. And when I was in Nuremberg, there was a lot of U.S. military people stationed in Nuremberg. There were places like, well, we broadcast to Erlangen, we broadcast to Merrill Barracks, we broadcast to Foyt Army Airfield, and places like Amberg, Bamberg, Würzburg, and all of these areas had military personnel. So our whole job was to be there for the American military and their families and DoD civilians. And the fact that Germans listened in, well, that was a nice surprise, but we weren't trying to reach them, even though they listened.
AFN Nuremberg used to broadcast for decades from right across the main train station from the Bavarian American Hotel. George Smith recognized right away that they had a huge shadow audience. He was recognized by his voice when he took a cab or went to a squash center in his free time.
They go, hey, you're that gorgeous George guy from AFN. That's really cool.
And believe it or not, that wraps it up for a Saturday morning on AFN's Town and Country. Army Specialist Michael Homelius right here. Thank you for letting me in there. It's been a pleasure, and we hope to see you Monday morning at 5 o'clock on AFN's Town and Country. Until then, have a great weekend and enjoy all the wonderful weather we're having in Germany right now. And remember, AFN's with you 24 hours a day. Just stay country.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
We never did anything for our German target audience, but I was a single guy at the time, so if I had a call from a German woman and I tried my best to maybe play a song for her, if it fit our format. And honestly, what I would do is if it was a song that was coming up the next hour or so, well, I would just swap the song that she wanted to hear that hour instead of the next hour. But I never broke format. We always played music that was designed for the American military serving overseas. What is very important for the American military wherever we went is that officially we were only broadcasting to the American military overseas. But we also unofficially knew that we were kind of ambassadors to our German neighbors and Germany in general, is that we brought American culture and American music with us, and they were very interested. So we were doing country building one song at a time, and we'd go out to Consumenta, and we'd go out to these different fests, and we would show them what America was all about, and they'd go, wow, we love American food, we love American music, we love America. And so unofficially, we were doing cultural work.
Von Virginia zog ich gerne in die Weite. Aus, aber draußen in der Ferne, da sieht alles anders aus. In Virginia, kann ich wieder glücklich sein, bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben. Bin ich nie mehr so allein. In der Stadt der fremden Straßen gibt mir keiner seine Hand, und das Glück hat mich verlassen. Ich bin arm und unbekannt. In Virginia, kann ich wieder glücklich sein. Bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben, bin ich nie mehr so allein. Bei den Freunden, bei den Lieben, bin ich nie mehr so allein.
But the things that I really like about what I was doing back then is that people were so appreciative of what you did. And I can remember the one story of when I was working as a DJ in the Bavarian American Hotel, someone rang the bell. And what it was, I don't know who's there, but they came up and it was a German accompanied by an American officer. And this individual was in East Germany when there was an East and West Germany. And he had escaped across the border to West Germany. And I told him, well, why were you listening to us? You can listen to Voice of America. You can listen to German radio stations. Why were you listening to us? He said, well, the music's exciting. And you were an American soldier talking to an American soldier. And I knew that you wouldn't lie to another soldier. What you were saying is true. And we loved the music. And he said, one of the reasons I came to West Germany is I wanted to be part of this free country where people could do what you guys do. So I just wanted to come by and say thank you for your radio broadcast. It helped change my life.
This is Paul Matko at the AFN Central News Desk in Frankfurt. We've been receiving several reports for the past few minutes from both the Associated Press and United Press International that an agreement apparently has been reached in the crisis to end the to free the American hostages in Iran. First, this word from the Associated Press. Iran's chief hostage negotiator says that Iran and the United States have reached a final agreement on resolving the 14-month-old hostage crisis. That report was from the Iranian news agency PARS. So far, there's been no official word from Washington or the State Department.
AFN was kind of just another station, first on the AM and later on the FM dial in Nuremberg. The big difference was the radio host spoke English, had a different playlist, were much looser in what they did. Not everybody realized right away that this was actually a military broadcaster.
There was a time in AFN's history when a lot of the DJs you heard on the air didn't have a military rank. It would be Wolfman Jack, Casey Kasem, Don Tracy, Laurie Allen. And many of our military DJs didn't call themselves by a rank. I was going by Gorgeous George. Okay, there's no military rank associated with that, but the name I was using is Gorgeous George.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm here to count down the most popular songs in the USA.
When you just hear this in the radio, you don't know that you're affiliated with the military necessarily. And I'd get calls from Germans and Americans that said, hey, can I talk to Wolfman Jack? Or, hey, can you put Casey Kasem on the phone? I want to ask for a song.